Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Wednesday. Welcome in. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Amazingly, this is the final night game of the year for the Cardinals on a week. I guess final night game overall because they'll play three straight day games in Chicago coming up this weekend. So this is it. Now, we'll still have some sports play-by-play here on KMOX on some of these nights. We'll have some NFL football, whether it's the Chiefs, Thursday Night Football, some other Westwood One stuff. We're not that far away from Billiken season, so we'll have Billiken's basketball for you. And you never know what else might pop up. But, yeah, we've got almost a whole show today, but we're going to have a lot of sports open line here moving forward, and glad to be able to do that as the season really does start to wind down. As always, if you want to chime in on the program, you can do so. Multiple ways to get connected. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air, or you can leave a message on the stream for those of you who are watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just leave a comment in the chat, and we'll get to some of those as we continue on. We'll continue some of the conversation that we had going during Redbird Rush Hour. From a guest standpoint today, we've got a few folks that are going to come on. Bernie Miklas is going to be with us for his weekly conversation here on Sports Open Line. In about 10 minutes, we'll get him at 6:20. Later on this hour, we're going to talk with Bradley Wright Phillips. He is a MLS analyst, MLS 360 analyst for MLS Season Pass and Apple TV. We'll talk City SC with him. And then a little bit after the 7 o'clock news, we'll talk with our friend Jay Binkley. He is from 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. We'll talk some Kansas City Chiefs football and some NFL football with him. Outside of that, it's going to be mostly baseball on the program tonight. And let me start with this. There's a few things that happened in the game yesterday, and I'm not just trying to turn this into a post-game show from last night, because we did that. If you weren't with us, by the way, we wrapped up the post-game show last night at 1:05 in the morning. That was when we got done, which was good. And there, we had calls last night. We had comments coming in. There was a lot of activity, so there was a lot of people who were up with us at 1 o'clock in the morning, but we wrapped up our Cardinals coverage at 1:05 in the morning, not this morning, technically. I say last night, you know what I'm saying when I say that. But yeah, it was 1:05 when we wrapped up last night. Sidebar, let's say you're somebody who likes listening to the postgame show, but these West Coast games, it's a little bit too much. You got to be up for work. You can always catch the archive of the Extra Innings Show. It's available as part of the Cardinals Conversations podcast page. You just go to KMOX.com. You go to podcast. You find Cardinals Conversations. And so that can be your morning listening. If you want to listen to last night's post-game show today sort of thing, you can always do that via the Cardinals Conversations podcast feed and just find the Extra Innings Show. So that's always available for you. But we enjoy people who listen to us live because we're able to have some interaction. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed last night's game. Bernie Miklas, who's going to join us in about 10 minutes, as I was driving in today, I was listening to him do one of his hits on the Dave Glover Show. And I was really happy with what Bernie said, because there are a million reasons to be critical of the Cardinals and this team and the things that are going on. But at some point along the line, an idea that kind of got hijacked, or an idea that kind of got brought along with all the other criticisms that go along with it, is that this Cardinals team isn't entertaining, that this Cardinals team isn't fun to watch. And I've always pushed back on that. Are there games where they're not? Yeah, of course there are. That's 100. And my contention has always been baseball has the widest margin of being not good to really good. A really, really bad Major League Baseball game is worse than a bad football game. It's worse than a bad basketball game. It's worse than a bad hockey game. But I would also contend that a really, really good baseball game is better than a good football game. So baseball's best is better than I think all the other sports, but baseball's worst is worse than all the other sports, if that makes sense. It's a wide gap. So have the Cardinals played some clunkers this year? Yep. Have the Cardinals gone through some periods this year where they haven't been the most entertaining team in the world, where there's been a lot of non-compelling things going on? Yes, all that's true. Not trying to run away from it. But you know what? That's true for every team in baseball. It just is. You pay attention to the Cardinals on an everyday basis, so you see it, and it's frustrating, and they're not winning as many games as you would like them to win, and then all of a sudden they go play a clunker, and this idea that this team is just not a fun team to watch all of a sudden gets like put into everybody's psyche as being a thing. And speaking of things that I would contend in the strongest way possible, that this has actually been a pretty darn entertaining Cardinals team this year. And if you listen to me, you know I don't like talking through the attendance thing. Like I don't think it's an interesting conversation, and I don't think anything new has happened to add to the conversation. But when it comes to this, talk about ideas getting hijacked, the fact that the Cardinals have had a hard time drawing fans this year, I think has been placed next to this idea that they're not an entertaining team. Oh, fans aren't going to the games. They must not be an entertaining team. I don't think that's what's not driving fans to games, or driving fans away, like however you want to say it. That's not what's going on. There are other reasons that fans are not showing up. There's a lot of reasons why fans have not shown up. And again, we've already gone through that, and we've talked about it way too much. And it's just to me, it's a very boring conversation. And I think most people who want to talk about the attendance have an agenda behind it. And I don't have an agenda. And until new information is brought to me, it's not something that I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about. This has been a fun team this year, and last night's game is a great example. If you were with me at 1 o'clock in the morning last night, I think I was pretty fired up. I had a lot of excitement to me. I was telling Daniel Henkamp, our producer, who's here right now, was shoulder to shoulder with me last night as we were on the air until 1 o'clock in the morning. When that broadcast finally got done and I was done for the night, I got really tired really, really fast. But I kind of had a baseball high last night because I enjoyed that game so much. And the fact that they found a way to win, the fact that they won in the fashion that they did win in, it was a really cool night. And I think for people who have not spent a lot of time paying attention to this team this year and have just kind of followed them at a cursory level, at a surface level, you've missed a team that's got some compelling pieces, has been fun, plays hard. Like let's talk about what kind of teams represent baseball fans in St. Louis. What kind of teams do baseball fans in St. Louis want? The teams that go out there and play hard and don't give up and all that. Now, there's other things. There's a team that plays good defense and a team that has really good base running and a team that can turn a pretty double play and things like that. And at times this year, the Cardinals have been that. At times, they haven't been. But they've always been a team that goes out and puts an effort in every night. And that is to be honored and respected. And last night was the poster child for that, because so often this year, They've had that ninth inning rally that comes up a hit short, kind of that false hope rally. Well, there was no false hope yesterday. That was a legit rally and it was a whole lot of fun. We will take a break. When we come back, our friend Bernie Miklas will join us. We'll talk through that a little bit. We're going to continue that conversation that he started on the Dave Glover Show earlier today. We'll do that coming up in just a moment right here on the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at it here on the Graybar Sports Open Line. We're taking you to about 7:45 tonight. Coverage from the Cardinal Radio Network will begin at 7:50. Another late one tonight, the final night game of the season for the Cardinals, and we'll be with you all the way. Like I said earlier, we wrapped up our post-game coverage yesterday, or technically this morning, at 1:05 in the morning, and we'll be ready to do that again tonight/tomorrow if the game goes 3 hours. Again, if it's a win like last night, I think it's probably worth it. Let's bring in Bernie Miklas, our conversation courtesy of Saliga Heating and Cooling. Hey, Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. I think I might want to get a night owl job like yours.
I don't know. You know what? It is not conducive, especially when you've got two young kids at home, but right. That's all right. I make it work.
No, you do. You do a fantastic job, man. And you're like the marathon man because, you know, it's not like that's the only thing you do. I hear you all the time. So it's good. I respect the hell out of people who work hard, and you certainly qualify for that.
I appreciate that. That's fair. Says the guy with 9,000 jobs. So we're like-minded on that.
Brother, it's keeping me alive. So yeah, I got no choice, right?
Let's your video today was about this, and I don't just try to like repeat the conversations you have on the Glover show when we have you on, but I talked about this in the first segment, and I've really been thinking about it a lot because this year the idea that this team has been an unentertaining team, it's been a hijacked idea that's like been just tethered to the attendance conversation, tethered to their record conversation. Somehow that got connected to it. But when you really take a step back, and last night's a great example, but last night's a really special win, this team has put a pretty entertaining product on the field more often than not.
Well, 100%. And listen, like I said in the video, there are times I get really ticked off watching them as a fan. And It gets frustrating. But, you know, there are some things about the team that's really appealing, and I think you can have it both ways. It's not all or nothing. I mean, you can be really disappointed. Maybe the season hasn't turned out better. You can be disappointed at individual player performance. You can even be mad about some of that stuff. No, no, I'm not. You're not saying people shouldn't be mad about it. But what drives me a little bananas here is that, you know, people just go, they just get, just go way too far. Like, in other words, they, social media is a lot of reason to blame for, because people dig in on social media. So if they say this team's awful, it's boring, it's the dullest thing I've ever seen, you know, DeWitt's got to sell the team, I can't believe Marmol, you know, just like every, so even, so I kind of, I feel sorry for those people, and I'll explain why briefly, because they're so driven to impress other unhappy people on X or whatever, that when the team that they claim that they love or they follow or they care about, when they play really well and maybe they exceed expectations, you see Ivan Herrera just going nuts this month. It's almost like they can't enjoy it because they're in this state of like nonstop rage all the time. And my thing is like, I you know, there are two Bernies, like I said in my video, and I know some people say, gosh, yeah, are you saying you're a little cuckoo? Well, well, I am, but that's not what I mean. But Bernie the fan, you know, when I follow a team, and I love baseball, but I love everything. But let's just stick to baseball now. I follow baseball. I was watching Detroit and Cleveland last night. Unbelievably entertaining.
Yeah.
So Bernie the fan loves watching the things that I care about, and I love watching the Cardinals, even if I get mad sometimes. But I don't get it, to where we all knew what this season was about. We all know it was a conflicting priorities. We all know Ollie was put in a weird spot, because what are we here to win? Are we here to just play young guys, even if they don't want to, even if they don't deserve it? You know, it was a very confusing season, and that played a lot. That had a lot to do with like why it was kind of hard to, you know, be real positive all the time about the Cardinals. But when you see this team and they're out of it, and it's like they're the last to know, apparently. You know, they're digging in, they're fighting back, they're throwing punches, so to speak. You know, 39 comeback wins this year. And at times they look a little dull, but like I said in the video, you know, people confuse like a lethargic offense, in other words, just a bad offense.
Right.
They confuse that with like a lethargic effort, and they're entirely separate things. And that's one of the things that drives me crazy. People talking about, oh, they don't care. You know, look at them. They're going through the motions. Listen, when you have an offense that doesn't score a lot of runs, right, you're going to go through phases where it's really tough to watch. And it's really kind of hard for the players to look all fired up. I mean, they're not doing well. They're frustrated too. But it isn't that they don't care. It's that they, as a team, aren't good enough. And there's a huge difference.
Yeah, people always talk about, are they having fun? Well, you know how you have fun? You win games and you score a bunch of runs. So when you look into the dugout and it looks like guys aren't having fun, that's not the first domino. That's the second domino. And sometimes I think people need to be more understanding of that.
Yeah, and I like this team. Yeah, it can drive you crazy from time to time. But I like this team from the standpoint of this was a strange season the way it was set up. So I had low expectations. And they've actually probably been better than I thought they would be. And there's some things about this team to really love. You know, I'm talking about me, Bernie the fan. Who doesn't love Ivan Herrera the way he hits? Or watching Alec Burleson get better and better? Or watch Mason Wynn play shortstop? How about this bullpen?
Yeah.
I mean, they trade three mainstays on July 30th, 31st. And I looked it up today. You know, this bullpen, with all these new kids cycling in, you know, Ollie and Dusty Blake, this bullpen is just about as good as it was before the trade.
Yeah,
and it's like, so what? Not everything with this team is garbage. So I don't know. I don't understand why people want to make it all bad. You're not a fan. I mean, I speak from my own experience. I got credibility. I worked at my grandparents' store because I wanted season tickets to the Washington Capitals when they came into existence. 16 years old, working like a dog, not going out, not doing anything, because I wanted to go watch hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I would drive to the old Capitol Center, and I was there for every home game for a team that went 8-67-5. Mm-hmm. And I loved every bleeping minute of it. I could not wait to go to the next game. So no one has to lecture me about, well, they're losing, it's kind of tough. I could go on and on and on. Y'all ain't ever had season tickets to a team that won 867-5, I can assure you.
Yeah, this is and you mentioned the criticisms of the DeWitts, and is there culpability on the DeWitts on what's happened? Absolutely. I'm not trying to just give them a free pass. But the question I ask people who are critical of the DeWitts, and I've never gotten a real answer to, if the DeWitts are only in this for the money, if that's all they care about, if they don't care about winning, if they don't care about the team, then why would have they had such an expenditure of this year of redoing the spring training facility, bringing on more staff, spending a lot of money on the infrastructure and the technology and all those sort of things?
Right.
That is it. We can argue that they should be spending more money on payroll like that, but that's not part of this argument. Don't tell me that the DeWitts don't care and are only in this for money without having an answer for, well, why are they going spending money that they don't actually have to?
They're investing a lot of money, more than they were budgeted, I'm told, because of some overruns, but also they're doing some stuff that's maybe a little bit new. They're putting more into pro scouting, which mm-hmm. is a great development. And I think they're hiring maybe a few more people under Heim Bloom. I don't have the particulars on that, but they're actually ramped it up to spend more on this. So let me ask a Cardinal fan who's disgruntled about all this. So where do you think, let's just say they're spending $20 million. I think it's more. So do you want to spend that money on another mediocre, non-difference maker starting pitcher? Or do you want to do whatever you can by putting that money instead into redeveloping your entire dang player development system, which has been sputtering, particularly in the play in the pitching area? I would say, no disrespect to Miles Michaelis, I would say that money's much better spent in where they're spending it now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anybody could disagree with that.
Isn't it weird how so many people will lift up the Milwaukee Brewers and the Tampa Bay Rays for the things they do, but then when the Cardinals start doing some things that are sort of similar to that, all of a sudden the Cardinals are cheap. The goalpost is moving on that conversation.
Yeah, and Bill DeWitt told me, I had a talk with him about all of this, and he said, yeah, I think the Tampa Bay model is great. I think the Cleveland model is great. And listen, he tried to hire Chris Antonetti when Walt Jocketty was fired, but Antonetti wanted to stay in Cleveland. Bill's been a long admirer of Tampa Bay and Cleveland. You know why? Not because he's a tightwad. It's because he envies a great player development system. Mm-hmm. But he said, it only goes so far, though. We have to do a much better job of drafting and developing and finding value in the people that we bring in. He said, but the Cardinals have always had stars. He said, I believe, and he goes back to childhood, I believe, he told me, this is a franchise where you have to have stars. So, like where Tampa Bay developed stars, but then they let them leave as free agents or they trade them. He said, if we're going to develop stars, but we're going to try to keep them. And you know, it isn't just like, okay, just recycle in, cycle out, have a whole new roster every 3 years. That's not what he wants. He understands the need for stars, which is why he brought in two of them, Goldschmidt and Arenado. I guess it's his fault that they couldn't hit in the postseason, you know.
Clearly.
So,
clearly.
Yeah, I mean, people are just unreasonable. Hey, I've been critical of Bill, who I respect. I've been really critical of Mo, but I keep going back to something. People are entitled to what they feel, but this isn't a contest to see who can have more rage. You know, when I hear people talk about, you know, Bill DeWitt's ownership over 30 years, I just laugh at them because I don't know whether they're really that crazy or maybe they're just pulling my leg or something. But you would think the Cardinals have never won anything. It's just absurd.
He is Bernie Miklas. You see him on STL Sports Central doing both videos and also his written content. His daily Redbird Review column is a must-read for all Cardinals fans. Doing the Cardinals Territory podcast with Katie Wu as well. He's all over KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. City SC, they're on a little bit of a roll right now. They haven't lost in the month of September. That is good. They've got back-to-back victories. This past weekend, they knocked off San Jose on the road 3-1. The week before, they got the win against CF Montreal 2-0. So over their last two matches, they have outscored their opponents 5-1. Over the last three matches, they've outscored their opponents 6-2. So things moving in the right direction. Just three more matches to go, and they are going to be at home coming up on Saturday night as they take on LAFC. We're very happy to welcome on to the program. He is a part of the team over at MLS Season Pass and Apple TV, working as an MLS 360 analyst. It is Brad Wright Phillips. Brad, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
How you doing, Matt? Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you for taking a little bit of time. As I mentioned, City's on a little bit of a roll. They've played two pretty solid matches over these last couple weeks. What have you seen from them, a team that's really out of playoff contention, but maybe playing their best soccer right now?
That's what it is. I've been trying to work it out. There seems to be a little bit more freedom. If you go back to the first season, you guys' first the expansion season, there was freedom. There was an unknown about St. Louis. And of late, I've seen that. Maybe the fact they know they're maybe not getting into the playoffs or postseason won't be as fruitful for them. Maybe the players are relaxing a little bit. Also, João Klaus, he's a player that I think lost his way for a while. He seems to be involved in everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think the attack just looks a little bit more threatening. Obviously, Leuven was out for a while, with personal reasons, and he's back in the side. When he came back in, they started to play well. So there's a few things, but the most important thing is that they're playing some nice football and getting wins.
You mentioned João Klaus, and we obviously know that his ceiling is a really high ceiling, but he's also a very unique player, and you need to make sure that he's got the opportunity to have success. When you have a player like him specifically, how important is it, and maybe David Critchley is doing it right now, how key is it that you have a coach that knows how to dial things up to be able to put somebody like Klaus in position to be as impactful as he has been recently?
It's very important. I couldn't speak highly of more of, you know, that what you just said, because you can look around the league and there's, I won't name names because I don't want to disrespect anyone, but there's strikers that I see week in, week out that are very good, that can affect the game, that will score goals if given the chance. But you almost have to play to those, you have to almost build around those players. Now, I'm not saying build around João Klaus, but you know, he's nice with his feet. He's got aerial presence. He can score with both feet. So anytime he's in and around the box, I think he should be an option A, who you're looking for to get on the ball in those areas. When you do, I think good things happen. So, yes, it's just playing to those players' strengths and almost building an attack around, you know, a player like João Klaus.
Yeah, is that something that's really unique maybe to the striker position, that's if you are going to build something around a single position, you're looking at striker because that's going to be the position that has the most possibility of getting you goals?
I think normally you build around a playmaker. But I don't think it doesn't just have to be one player. I think if you can get your playmaker on the ball, somebody like a Lubin that can find and Marcel Hartel that can pick out passes, if you make those players know, you know, when you get the ball and you got your head up, can we see if João Klaus is open in the box? Can we see if he's made a run? You know, can he be the option A? I don't like going back to myself, but when I played for Red Bull under Jesse Marsh, we had a thing in training, or just part of our philosophy was option A. So when we win the ball, the number nine, which was mostly me, would be option A. If that's not on, then you can find an option B or C. But first of all, it's option A. And it worked out for us and worked out for me. And I think a lot of teams could maybe use that, you know?
I don't know how much you read kind of what's come out of St. Louis, but the narrative over the last few days since that San Jose matchup, it seems like a lot of players have gone out of their way to talk very positively about David Critchley, about the job he's doing leading this team, almost politicking for him to get the full-time job. What does it say to you that there two things are happening? They're playing good, so they're speaking with their actual performance, but then they're speaking with their words and their voice as well, saying that they want David Critchley to be the guy.
It sounds like it's a coach in David Critchley that he's got the boys to buy in. They're obviously enjoying training, obviously enjoying the games. As a player, the most important thing is going into work and enjoying it. You know, every player has to feel like they have a chance of being part of that starting 11. And what I'm seeing of late, it seems that David Critchley's got them together. There's a togetherness. And if you are in that locker room, you don't want that to change. So credit to them, no matter what happens at the end of the season, we don't know. But credit to them, they feel like they have a good thing going and they would want that to carry on next season. So all the best to Dave Critchley, and they have to keep performing. The better the players on the field perform, the more chance he has.
How much should the organization look at what's going on right now with this team as they go into the offseason? And they've got two really big decisions to make. They got to bring in a new sporting director. There's an internal candidate there and John Hackworth. They need to find a new head coach. And we just talked about Critchley. Do you look at what has happened here at the end of the season as a reason to maybe boost the idea of in-house candidates keeping those jobs?
A lot of things go into it, but you have to take... You know, you have to take into account what's been happening of late. That would be stupid to not. You know, you need a reaction from your players to a head coach. Now, there's going to be more stuff, you know, what kind of style of play are they trying to do? What are their ideas for the future? What, you know, long-term plans? So all these things will come into it. But if you're asking, should this hold some weight in the argument and decision? Yes, it should.
We are continuing to talk with Bradley Wright Phillips. He works with Apple TV and MLS Season Pass as an MLS 360 analyst. Looking at this matchup this weekend, LAFC coming into St. Louis. St. Louis on a run. What is the key? As you see this matchup, what most intrigues you about it?
Oh man! First of all, it's a mouthwatering matchup. The way LAFC are playing right now, the way St. Louis are playing right now, it can only be a good game. Now I've probably jinxed it and it's going to be 0-0. So, but what I see is if I'm on that St. Louis side, you have to take away the space in behind. If you're thinking of the attributes of Denny Bouanga, Son and Martinez, if that's the three they're going to play with up top, they like to run into space. And not only do they like to run into space, they're very dangerous in space. They will punish you. So if St. Louis can take away some of that space in behind that back line, they have a good chance of getting something out of the game. LAFC are not going to pass you to death. They almost want you to have the ball You know, they've got a little bit better with the ball, but they almost want you to have the ball and then pounce on you. So the more St. Louis can eliminate those threats, the better chance they'll have against this red-hot LAFC side.
You mentioned some of those high-level players for LAFC. And this show that you're on right now, this is just kind of a general sports talk show. We talk a little soccer, but we do baseball and hockey and everything. So there's a lot of people who are listening right now who either have not jumped on the soccer train or don't know much about it. Is this one of those matches with LAFC coming in that it's worth going and checking out? Because those high-level players, not to take anything away from the City SC roster, but some of those guys for LAFC, they do some pretty special things. And for those of the people who maybe don't follow the sport or don't really know the entertainment value, it's an opportunity to see some pretty cool stuff.
100%. It's a game, if you're local, if you're going to be in St. Louis, you have to go and watch these players, these LAFC players and St. Louis. The beauty about these kind of things, let's just take Son, for example. The beauty of him coming and playing in St. Louis, you're going to come to see him, but you might leave seeing a Marcel Hartel banger or João Klaus magic moment. And then that will make those players, those fans or those casuals stay. But I can promise you this, if you go to that game, you're going to see high-level football. You will be entertained.
Brad Wright Phillips is joining us. Before we get you out of here, if you could talk a little bit about the MLS Season Pass package there on Apple TV, just a few weeks left here in the regular season, but then the playoffs are going to be coming up. If City fans want to adopt another team for the playoff run, this is a good time to do it, and you can see every minute on Apple TV.
100%. If you're not sure what team you want to adopt, just watch the 360 show. You'll see a bunch of goals flying in every 5 minutes. It's really hard to like keep up with it, but entertaining at the same time. Yeah, we have a brilliant countdown show before and then the wrap-up, obviously, to end the weekend. But, yeah, just tune in, lock in. You get to know the league, get to see a bunch of goals and great plays.
He is Brad Wright Phillips. Again, you see him on MLS 360, part of the MLS Season Pass package. Brad, thanks so much for taking some time and enjoy another weekend of soccer, and hopefully we can talk to you again down the line.
Oh, man, enjoy it. Good luck on the weekend, and thank you for having me again, Matt.
You bet. Thank you so much. That's Brad Wright Phillips joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. And by the way, we're gonna be at Hot Shots. Today's Wednesday, right? I always lose track of days. Yes, today is Wednesday. Need to make sure that I knew what day it was. Tomorrow, we're gonna be doing one of our soccer showcase shows, and we're gonna do that from the Hot Shots in Fenton. So the way it will work tomorrow, I'll be there at 5 o'clock for Redbird Rush Hour. I'll be there. Kevin will be in studio. 6 o'clock, Jen Cease will join me, and we're going to do the city spotlight part of it, and then we'll do kind of a normal sports open line during the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. So that's what's going to be going on. But would love for you to stop on by tomorrow. Hot Shots in Fenton, the live broadcast portion and the player portion and everything, that's going to be going on from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock tomorrow, and hopefully you can join us. But the thing that I keep getting kind of stuck on is these huge decisions that are coming up for this organization. Sporting director and coach, and you got to get these right. You got to get these right. They have not gotten as much right lately as you'd like them to get right. And you just got to get this right. So How do you weigh, I don't know if they're going to conflict. Like this is where I'm a little bit lost here. If what they have done now conflicts at all with like the direction they want to go, how do you reconcile those two things as they're trying to make these decisions? I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if there's an answer to it. I just know they play a lot better soccer recently, and I give credit to them for doing just that. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the 7 o'clock hour, and then our 6 o'clock hour, and then we'll get into the 7 o'clock. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. I'm all over the place, but I do know we're less than an hour away from Cardinals coverage. We'll wrap up hour number one of Sports Open Line in just a moment here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Starting to wrap up hour number one of the program. Hour number two will be just a bit short as we'll get out of here at about 7:45 or so and get you ready for Cardinals baseball tonight. The Cardinals are trying to complete a series sweep of the San Francisco Giants. Tell you what, Cardinals have been a thorn in the side of the Giants. San Francisco came into St. Louis a few weeks back. That was right as the Giants were kind of playing themselves back into wild card contention. and the Cardinals took that series. And then it was the Cardinals who last night officially eliminated the Giants from playoff contention, and the Cardinals kept their technical contention alive for at least one more day. And it's going to, it would just have to be absolutely beyond miraculous at this point for the Cardinals to, when they're a loss or another team's win away, basically, from being eliminated from the playoffs. So that is certainly likely to happen at some point in the very near future. But hey, you know what? There's some value in staying in this thing mathematically as long as possible. I also think, and the people are going to scoff at me on this one, and that's fine. Scoff away. I accept the scoffing. There's value in not being a losing team, right? I correct people all the time. They'll say that last year the team had a losing season. No, they had a non-playoff season. Not good enough. This year they are currently with a losing record, and they've got some work to do. If they lose one more game this year, the best they can do is be a 500 club, and if they lose two more games, they'll have a losing record. So they have an uphill climb for either of those things. But at 78-80, the idea that this team could still not have a losing record, there's something to be said about that. All right, we'll have hour number two after the 7 o'clock news here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.